You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Actually, no, Greg, you are now head of wealth at Kratos Capital. I do apologise.
Yeah, there was a boardroom shuffle this morning. Much excitement, but I'm head of wealth.
Really? They're going to announce it in the Sunday Times and that sort of thing?
There's no plans to, but that's actually a very, very good idea.
Yeah, because I know in the Business Times, they used to have those people at the top, the pictures of the people, and he has moved to there and she has been promoted
that's
here.
That's been a tradition for 40 years. I remember looking at it when I was a kid and thinking, I wonder if one day I'll be on one of these pages and this Sunday could be the big day.
I'll tell you what, Greg, I've got contacts at the Sunday Times. You stick close to me, you could be there. Greg, please get serious now and let's talk about the markets. I'm slightly nervous about this because I've just been speaking to David Shapiro, to whom we'll be speaking together tomorrow night on the 5 o'clock shadow. But he was in fighting mood because he said to me, well, discovery this and discovery that. And I wasn't really listening. And I said, well, yeah, it was up nicely this morning because I was talking to Greg. It's probably about 11, 12% off its lows. But no, not a bit of it. Down heavily today, Greg.
Yeah, it was actually always the same. My most frequently asked question, and I run quite a bit of discussion on Skype, on various sort of chat groups with other traders, and the most frequently asked question is, any news on Discovery, guys? Because it had a tremendous rally from the lows of Wednesday, Thursday. On Friday, it rallied from around the low 100 Rand mark up to 110. This morning, we saw a print of 112.46 Rand. And then in the afternoon, I sort of pulled back to 108, and you thought, well, I mean, okay, this inevitable bit of profit taking. But then as the selling just accelerated into the close, finished 101.47. But to answer my own question, there hasn't really been any news. What did David have any insights?
No, he didn't. He just didn't understand what was going on, and that's the whole point. And I think if a market reverses with such conviction, then there is something wrong there. I don't know, maybe it's thin conditions, I don't know. But it doesn't look good when it goes up from, let's call it 100 to 112, which is a big move. It's a 12% move in anybody's language. And then comes back to wherever it closed today, 102.14. That's quite disturbing.
Yeah, it's perplexing because you could argue that maybe the markets were weak, but we were up 500 points on the old share. The rest of the financial index, okay, was slightly positive, but it wasn't negative. So for share to fall, at the end of that's 8.3%. Going back to the volume, just over 3 million shares traded, 336 million rands worth of shares. That's quite chunky in a market that's only done 17 billion. So somebody's getting out. I was looking around the 23rd of August last year, they had a trading update, and then the first week of September, they had results, and I think that's on schedule. There hasn't been a trading update. We're sitting on the 19th of August, so perhaps there'll be something. But the market in no mood to be disappointed here, and the share price has done a lot of work on the downside. But if those earnings are even a little bit flat, I fear for the future of Discovery share price.
Nervous laughter from Greg Davies there regarding Discovery, and I'm still waiting for the interview opportunity with Adrian Gore and the lady that said she would get back to me on this particular day, and that was Thursday of last week, and hasn't done so. No is a very, very strong word in my vocabulary. Well, just say no.
That was a full sentence, yeah.
Exactly. Transex Limited, renewal of cautionary announcements in relation to the proposed offer and delisting and the potential disposal. It's delisting, Greg, after all these years.
I know, and at one point I think it was one of you and I favorite stocks, and it was trading around six.
It's only
Rand.
Because of you.
Yeah, well, I had a friend who I thought he understood diamonds, and I think it was kind of more fell in love with the idea. But effectively, the offer was at 48 cents. That came through on the 5th of July 2019. So this announcement is just pushing back the time frame, really. It's a renewal of the cautionary and saying that, that it's ongoing, trying to get shareholders in. Look, I mean, I'm trying to think of a bright side here, but there really isn't one.
Okay, let's move on to the bright side of African Rainbow Minerals Limited trading statement in respect of the financial year ended 30th of June. That came out at 12 minutes to 5 this afternoon, Greg. The share price more or less unmoved, though.
It didn't react really. It came out just before the closing auction, so you had 2 minutes of the auction. You probably that will take you 2 minutes to read this, and then we went to the closing auction. It was a little, but probably at the lower end of its range in the closing auction, finishing at 160 rand 51. Don't see anything really big there that could move the share price tomorrow. Headline earnings per share for 2019 are therefore expected to increase by between 2% and 10%. So it gives a breakdown, but they're 2 and 10. I don't even know why they're worried to put out a trading update. Maybe just out of courtesy.
Blue Label Telecoms Limited, initial trading statement and notification of release of financial results for the year ended 31st of May 2019. This share closed down 3.5% at 3.30 rand. Just go back a little bit and tell me more about the history of Blue Label, because 3.30 rand doesn't seem right to me. Where was it when we first started talking about it enthusiastically?
Well, let me, I'm just quickly whizzing back to the charts. Let's go back to 2016.
Go on.
The share price on the, it looks like October of 2016, mm-hmm. it was 21 rand. It's been a slow decline.
21?
Yeah, like all shares, it had a Ramaphosa rally up to about 18, but there's an old saying, the trend is your friend, and you could draw a trend line. It's straight down. I mean, from there, it bounced along. It bounced off this 330 where it closed, probably about four times this year, which is, I mean, I don't know if that's encouraging or not, but that's where the buying comes in. It's an old saying, but who's buying it down there? And the joke is, it's only people covering shorts, really. Did volume of 5.5 million, 18 million rands worth. The actual SENS announcement really doesn't tell you anything.
It tells you a lot, Greg. It says here, sorry to interrupt you, but you're one of these people that says that if you delay your results, then there's something wrong. It says here, accordingly, the board of directors of Blue Label wish to advise shareholders that its financial results for the year ended 31st of May 2019 will be released on SENS on the 26th of September 2019. I mean, the end of May to the end of September. I mean, what is this? This is going to be delisted. This is going to be suspended.
Yeah, I suppose all I can think of is, obviously it can't be that complex to audit a company like this, but the debt, they might be finding ways to roll over the debt. There's some other questions there which I can't say on air.
Of course,
but
you can.
Yeah, I can't.
No one's listening.
I just wonder how some of the tax treatment from 2018, I was looking through that. There might be some questions there. The main thing is there's this Buffett consortium, which would it have appeared to be the white knight, you know, coming to rescue the Blue Label. But it's seeming less and less likely. The big problem is the huge debt, which they've got via CLC, which they own 45% of. It just doesn't seem to any way of wrangling out of that.
Was this an ego-driven purchase of the CLC stake, do you think? And that's what I said to David Shapiro earlier on, and you can listen to that on Shapiro World, also on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. It seems to me that they just wanted to do a deal because they wanted to say, I bought CLC.
Well, I should have made. I mean, they probably looked at the numbers. Obviously, they're selling on airtime for MTN and Vodacom. And, brokers very often go this and go, hey, why am I giving half my commission away to the broking house? I'll start my own firm, not realizing that it's very expensive. There's huge amounts of risk. And it's exactly the lesson they've learned. They thought, well, maybe we don't need Vodacom and MTN. We'll build our own empire. And is a hard lesson to learn.
Greg, let me read you this now, and I want you to sit down quietly and soak it all in. Follow me like a leopard here. It says
let me
here.
Get my tea. Hold on.
Okay, get your tea. It says here, however, the group is currently in the process of determining the valuation of its investment in CLC. Sorry for laughing. Let me just repeat that statement. However, the group is currently in the process of determining the valuation of its investment in CLC. Should have thought about that when you went into it. Incorporating the effects of the transactions that are currently in process, the outcome will have an impact on the carrying value of the investment, the assessment of the remaining fair values of SPV1 and SPV2. I think that's special purpose vehicle.
Purpose vehicle, yeah.
As detailed in the trading statement published on SENS on the 22nd of February. Feb, as well as the recoverability of the existing deferred tax asset within Cell C.
Yeah,
what is that? That's a load of noise.
Yeah, they had a deferred tax asset in 2018, and I'm not sure if they anyway, let's see when the results come out.
A further trading statement will be issued as soon as there is a reasonable degree of certainty as to the likely range within which the company's basic, headline and core headline earnings per share, which are expected to decrease.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really say anything.
It
says first
sell.
Paragraph, it says,
sell C. S-E-L-L-C.
Yes, and you put yourself in their shoes, and they're a very, very difficult space. But, they can say to the market, listen, we're working on things. We are compelled to put out a SENS announcement. This is all we've got for now. We're working, we're burning the midnight oil and all of that. Mm. And we'll come back to you as soon as we know what we've
done. I really hope for shareholders' sake that they do come back with something quite good. Tradehold came out with a change in company secretary, and the share price fell 7.9%. Is this something that we should be looking at, Tradehold, Greg?
I think it's also in the Visa stable. So it's got the Visa stink on it, as people like to say around the pub. But I don't think that's the trigger. I'm not sure why it was under so much pressure today. Maybe people've forgotten about this one and thought, let's sell this one, Visa stable as well.
Yeah, we're laughing a lot here, but it's actually quite a sad situation going on at the moment. Let me give you the swap prices and see if they can offer us any solace. The rand is around about 0.75% weaker against the US dollar. It's currently $15.40, dollar rand $15.40. British pound against the rand, 18.69, and the euro rand is 17.08, with the euro dollar 110.95, just fractionally stronger for the US dollar since we spoke on the opening this morning. Let's have a look at the gold price. The gold price has fallen $12. 0.8% to just over $1,500 per ounce. The platinum price is $856, which is up six on the day. And palladium, Greg, over to you.
Yeah, $30 higher at $1,482. So it's doing its bits in that PGM basket.
The oil price, Brent crude oil, that is up 58 cents since the close on Friday, but weaker than it was this morning. $59.31 for Brent crude oil. And if I have a look at the overseas stock markets, yeah, doing very well indeed. The Dow Jones up 274 points, just over 1%. The S&P up 1.25%. The Nasdaq up 1.5%. The FTSE up 1.1%. The DAX up 1.33%. The CAC in Paris up 1.25%, etc. So really, really good start to the week overseas, Greg. All to do with, of course, the Twitter sphere.
Yes, that recovery run in the Dow seems to be getting some steam now. That 300 points on Friday night. Looks like 300 probably possible again tonight. And you can almost see the reversal of the risk, because obviously we mentioned the gold price there just at 1,500. It actually traveled into the low 1490s and went back to 15. We saw some buying coming back slightly for gold. Perhaps it's on the weaker rand as well.
I spoke to a gentleman by the name of Peter Schiff, and you can look at that on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. It's up there now, actually, under the channel The Economy. And he says rather expansively that the gold price is going to $10,000 per ounce. Now, I don't know where he gets that from, but what he's saying is he's bullish.
Yes, I think he's probably rounding off, and it's a big scary number. And I think I listened to the previous pod with him. He said, and he obviously five, and then consolidate, and then 10. But I think what he's saying there is all these unimaginable levels for gold are possible in a type of world where you've got currencies out of favor again and political chaos.
When was the last time that Steinhoff was over R2 a share, Greg? It wasn't that long ago. It was in 2019, wasn't it?
It probably was, because pull my chart a little bit closer, because if you draw a chart and a Steinhoff, and if you go too deep, you get the end of December 17 fall, which distorts the data. But it was as high as R5.50 on the 26th of February 2018. Also into the Ramaphosa rally there.
Okay, I'm going to help you out by going to Sharenet while you're procrastinating.
Yes, so two, which I think is your point, is the shares for the first time below a rand, 99 cents, it finished today.
I distinctly remember it going to 2 rand 15, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, there was a little rally, you're quite right. Let's call that, yeah, because as recently as the 20th of July, so a month ago, it had a rally. And I've been always saying on the show, because whenever we look at the most views shares on Shenet, Steinhoff is always there, but it's the realm of speculators. There's nobody buying Steinhoff now that thinks that the thing's worth 80 rand and it's all been a big misunderstanding. They know that there's a chance that it might be worth 5 and they'll probably happily take 4. So it's option money, especially at 99 cents. I mean, it used to have a warrant that traded at 99 cents. But somebody pointed out when it was trading at 97 cents, the all-time high was 97 rand.
Six months ago, yeah. It was 2 rand 16. Where did it close today, Steinhoff, that is? Because people are obsessed with this share. 2 rand 16 6 months ago? What has it done? What's your return been in the last 6 months?
Yeah, well, it's at 99 cents. So, yeah, your money would be halved. Yeah.
So, yeah, more than halved, yeah. Actually. Down nearly 5% on the day. It's really not good at all.
Yeah.
It can't be delisted, can it?
Well, I mean,
suspended, first, sorry.
Yeah, you would think suspended. And I remember Mrs. Nitin King pointing out that in the case of, obviously, it's listed in Frankfurt, and they don't suspend shares there, or it's not in their, you know, their realm to suspend shares. So we're kind of quite surprised when they got a call from Johannesburg and said, should we suspend? I'm sort of a bit confused. But that would have put us in Johannesburg here trading the stock at a disadvantage to the fellows in Frankfurt. And so they decided to keep it listed. So it's a unique thing, which, I mean, I've been in the market a long time, not experienced. It's a real slow motion train smash. It's slowly, slowly just whittled away. And even the speculators are now throwing in the towel.
Sasol was one of the other most viewed shares today with 17% of the views on sharenet.co.za. I like this move, Greg. It was below, what was it, 259, something like that this morning? Or was that, yeah, that Friday? Anyway, it closed Friday, up 3.3%. Yeah. Technically, it looks rather good. It looks like it's ripe for a recovery.
Yeah, that's a decent day. I mean, you'd want to have bought it on Friday, and it's done it on quite big volume, 2.5 million shares at 693 million. It might do a discovery tomorrow and give up all of those this one day sort of gains, up 3.29%. I don't think it's out the woods. I think there's still more to the story. There is quite a lot of speculation around the market that they might consider a rights issue. They did have a SENS announcement, I think it was Friday. I'm just looking here. The 15th, it was the Thursday, and saying Prudential had taken their stake past 5%. So institutional investors still backing Sasol, the management, and the plan. But it's always been about execution risk there at Lake Charles. And the mass of it just doesn't look that appealing right now.
Sibanye was the third most viewed share on sharenet.co.za today, and that was down 0.3% to 19 rand 60. Blue Tail, we've spoken about that, down 3.5%. Is it a rule, Greg, that when people delay their results, you just say get out of it?
Oh, yeah, it's a 9 out of 10 situation.
I'll take that.
You know, once in a while, they'll be, well, they couldn't get the sandwiches ready for the results, and can we just do it next week, and that kind of thing.
Well, the results are so good that we need to delay because we can't add all the noughts onto the end of the revenue figure.
Need to buy new calculators and all of that, yeah.
Top five major moves on the upside today. Resilient, Glencore, South 32, Sasol, and Anglo-American PLC. We've done Sasol. Well,
Resilience, interesting, because it did have actually results. I think we did mention it on Friday in the close, which were reasonably good. The dividend yield looks like it's gone back up to 5%. Market rewarding them today up 4.8%, 63 rand 20. This was a stock which was high drama in 2018, with the share price falling from north of 140 down to 50 rand. But it seems to be slowly putting its reputation back together again. It's good to see a fight back.
Give us the Discovery share price, please, Greg, because that's one of the leading. Actually, give us the bottom five performers today, and I'll get to Discovery in a moment. Off you go.
Yeah, there's a medical theme here. Discovery. So it's given up everything on Friday's gains, down 8.2%, finishing 101.47. Aspen also looked like it was going to fight back on Friday. It was given that back up down 5%, 65 Rand 91. RCL, we did speak a bit about last week. I think it was pushed up on Friday, so it gave back to where it should have been, back to 10 Rand, down 4.7%. RMI, but they're holding the insurance side, is down 2.79 at 28 Rand 25. Then Bidvest, that's a big counter, down 2.7%, yes, back to 174 Rand. That's one people love trading, but it hasn't traded well of late.
Hmm. Discovery 5 years ago was 90 Rand 50, so we're not that far away. We're only, 12 Rand away from a five-year low. And the high has been 190 Rand per share, which was as recent ago as 2 years, Greg. And the low has been, the closing low, that is, par 69, which means 100 Rand and 69 cents. That has been the low. And it's looking as though it might actually threaten that in the next few days.
Yeah, I actually remember buying it back in 2012 at about 55 Rand, and a quite astute investor and I were discussing it, and he was basically saying at 55 Rand, you get all the overseas businesses for free. He made a very good case, and the share went to 170, but it looks like we probably must accept that we're going to see below 100, and all that can really save it now is a reasonably good set of numbers, which must be out in the next 3 weeks.
10 years ago, it was 26 Rand and 33 cents per share. 26.33 up to 190, now back to 102. An amazing story.
Like we always say, if you'd gone and bought all the shares on their lows in 2008, really the only two where you'd really be up now after all this drama that we've had is NASPAS and Capitec. Eh? And I mean, they but also well off their highs, but those are the only two which haven't fallen over. The Chinese gamers and the online, the unsecured lending.
When Discovery was 26.33, Aspen 10 years ago was 56 Rand and 11 cents per share. It went as high as 443 5 years ago and then steadily dribbled down. And the recent low, it's showing on share net closing low 68.27, but below that today, Greg.
Yes, it broke that. It's a couple of days it's visited these levels and then rallied stronger towards the end of the day. Today, not so lucky. 140 million rands worth of shares changing hands.
Yes, indeed. Okay, Greg, then we'll leave it there. Just give us the current prices on the US stock market, please.
The Dow right now, up 297 points. The Nasdaq's up 124. The S&P's up 35. Don't think I gave you the JSE indices.
Oh, no, there we go. Yeah, the all-important closing prices. Not a bad day for the overall index. I think NASPAS-driven.
Yeah, definitely helped. The bank's up 0.34. Financials, where Discovery would fall in, just up 0.05. Industrials down 0.63. I think that's Bidvest. The retailers up 0.85, recovering from middle Friday sell-off. Gold's up 0.5%, which is quite a good performance because at one point they were down 1.5%. Platts up 1.7%. You always seem to be able to buy the dips on the Platts. The resources up 2%. That left the all share up 0.95%, which is 512 points better. 54,386. Value of trade today is just north of 17 billion.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.